Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Every day we start with Green Day. I love a little Green Day. Hey, how you doing over there?
Oh
you?
My God, you guys. She got sleep and she is...
Stop. Will you stop it?
I'm out of control already.
Vinny walked in. I said hello. And he's like, oh my God, you're so happy. I'm like, I just said hello. What? It's a big deal. Relax. It's a good day for a Monday. You know.
Tell us about your weekend. Let's hear it.
Honestly, it was very sedate.
What?
Yeah. Just like we went out for dinner with some friends on Friday. I couldn't get a nap. I just never can. I can't nap during the day.
Yeah, but then, I thought you guys were raging.
No.
What do you mean no?
Please, we don't do that anymore. It's rare. Last time I raged was New Year's.
She says that, and then if you ask a couple more questions, she'll be like, well, I almost barfed the other day, but yeah. Just that once.
I woke up on the toilet, but you know, other than that, very low-key.
It was very low-key. I had two beers, draft beers, at dinner, and then I went home, sat down on the couch, started to watch the Traitors, and was asleep in 1 minute. So I was asleep at 8:30 on Friday night. So it was a rockin' Friday night.
It's so good, though.
Oh, my God, I know.
Is that right?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't had time, and I'm still seeing all the ads with Danielle in them, and I just think, oh, gosh, she's going to win the whole thing. I really think that.
Well, you should watch it.
What are you saying?
She's playing hard.
Too hard? Target on her?
She's still on the show. I mean, I'm only two episodes in. I think there are three available.
There are three.
Right now.
I only got to two, but
yeah.
But she's playing great hard. So far.
She's
one of the stars.
She is absolutely one of the stars. Like they're focusing on her a lot. She looks absolutely great. She's just got that. She's got it. You know, that's she's a chick who's got it.
And one of the people on there I love is Bob the Drag Queen. I'm a big RuPaul Drag Race fan. And Bob is hilarious.
Bob is funny. Bob is overplaying too.
Yeah.
And Bob is kind of a D at times, like when at the end of the second episode, I was like, dude, why would you say that? I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, or put that person up the first time. I was like, that's your ringer right there.
I know. What
anyway,
are you doing?
I know it's hard to talk about if you haven't
seen it. It is hard to talk about.
But it's very good. She's
great.
She's great.
She's playing hard, man.
Yeah.
Well, look, this is one of the things I think about on these shows in particular because I watch Survivor.
Yeah.
So in relation to Survivor, that person that has gone through all of the clearing processes, got on the flight, got their jobs worked out, their partners worked out, the kids worked out, gets on the plane, flies out there and is sent home day one. That person is so effed. In a way that you just like not only the embarrassment that I'm the first, and I do think
that sucks. Even second place is like worlds better than first.
There's a million like if you watch this, there's a million times where you would say, the game is on, get going. Mm. And I can see someone who's been through this more than once. They're like going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather lose trying than be like. Wait, what?
So here's the thing
I'm the douchebag who goes over it, but I just
landed. There's a fine line between like drawing too much attention to yourself.
That's what I'm working my way there, which is it's got to be difficult to know when to go zip.
Which is what she needs to do. She's even because, well, I don't know how much. I don't want to worry about spoilers with this. Like you watched it or you didn't. So we're going to be talking about it.
It's been on for a week. They put up the first three episodes and
they added a bunch of people. So they have the initial crew and then they bring out Boston Rob in the first five minutes and they go, you know, you can eliminate someone from that's already on the show if you come over here and shake my hand and let Rob in. You let Rob in, you can point to a person you want gone. And Danielle and Brittany, who are both on Big Brother and apparently hate each other, or like one of them screwed the other one over on reindeer games or something. Like, are you kidding me?
So game they, show contestant. Right, professional whatever. Game show people.
Exactly. So there's a few people that they're trying to set up as this is my nemesis. They obviously put this person on the show because of that. And so, but nobody stepped forward because everyone was like, no, I don't want to play against Rob.
Yeah, who needs that?
So Rob gets escorted off. He's put in a cage along with two other people. They're each in their own cage. And then they let them all back into the game. But nobody got to. So you could have brought someone in and eliminated someone, but instead you just stuck with them
and
anyway.
And so Rob's in the game now.
Yeah. Rob is in the game.
And funny. They picked really good traitors, I thought, but they're, we'll see. We'll see. But
it really, I don't know. I agree. The first one I was like, those are not expected. One is expected, but the other two I thought really weren't. And it's just going to be really interesting to watch it play out. I can't wait for you to watch it, Vinny, because I think you're going to appreciate like the levels of scheming, pretending to be something that you're not or pretending to be something that you are. And it's complicated. It's a tough game.
I'm sure I'll like it.
I think you will. And you'll love seeing Danielle. She looks so great.
Yeah.
Well, and you'll love the outfits that Alan Cummings wears.
The thing is, there's so many people from like other reality shows that the way they come in just dressed to the nines for everything, and the Housewives people.
Oh, the Housewives are just crazy.
There's so many people on that show that I just think seem just douchey, and yep. I want to know. Maybe we'll get this on the air from Danielle or not, but like, just how that interaction goes with all of those different.
I know.
Big personalities and egos.
They gravitate toward each other. There's the Survivor group. There's the Big Brother group. There's the Housewives group.
We all do it everywhere.
Everyone does, right? But they all watch, like, there's this one guy, he just got added. He's one of the three people who got added. His name's Wes, and he's done the challenge. But John watches the challenge. He loves the challenge. And the challenge is, it does have other, you know, it's this whole reality competition.
Oh, that's
competition.
A different show,
yes.
The challenge.
The challenge. So it's a reality show, and they draw from the reality star pool. So you'll see people from various.
Did this used to be the Road Rules Real World Challenge, and then they just changed
know.
It to the challenge?
I don't okay. know. I think. Yeah. And I don't know how it works, but it is the same thing where like people get eliminated. There's a group of them to start with. It's pretty hardcore. So this guy is he's a white dude. He's got like sort of a reddish beard, kind of has that pointy edge to it. He's, you know, very Thor looking or Odin or something, you know, one of those kind of guys, Viking.
Sounds very
and
handsome.
He's one of the ones that they added in.
Yeah.
And he's like my favorite right now. Like some of his diary room stuff, I'm like, that's pretty smart. That's funny. He's funny. Also,
he's smart and funny and muscular like Thor.
Mm-hmm. He's not hot like Thor, though. He's not hot or anything. I just like him as he seems like a cool guy. And
how's his ass? Nice one?
I didn't even notice his ass.
Doing?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I did not check him out.
You like it?
Oh, good. Yeah. So mad he knows.
All right.
It's fine. He's got a fine ass. Anyway, I like him. All right. So anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I had two beers on Friday, two cocktails on Saturday.
Hey,
I was asleep by 9 o'clock both nights.
I want you to party. I don't want, if I could party, I'd party too.
We got to live vicariously through you.
There's no other.
Oh, so you need, okay. I hugged the toilet for 4 hours. I passed out on the bathroom floor. I ate all the Advil in the house. And I did that anyway, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really low key. I actually feel like I let John down because all week, you know, I go to bed at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, bye, love you, see you tomorrow when I get home from work. And then on the weekend, it's like, oh, we're going to go out, we're going to do this, we're going to watch this show, we're going to do all of this fun, we're doing our puzzle, we're having it. And then I'm asleep. The minute I sit down on the couch, I'm like, it's got to be such a letdown.
At least you got some sleep.
Yeah, I guess.
It's definitely... There's like so many great things about this gig. The hours,
yes,
it's just the way it is.
This would literally be the best job on earth.
Check, look at this.
I'm
this
ready.
Is last night. Let me find it. I've told you this many times, so this is just a picture of what happens right outside my door at 7,
you're,
8.
You're laying down, trying to go to sleep.
So the lights are off. I think the TV was still on because the football game, which was a good one last night.
I watched every minute of it. I'm so excited.
Talking about the Eagles game?
No, the Washington Commanders beat Tampa Bay in like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, with a field goal kick that doinked and then went in. Mm. It was great. And it's their first win
in
20 years.
Outside my door. They knock. And I'm like,
oh. So they knock and then they're striking a pose there
and
in the thing?
I open the door. The lights are full blast on and they are all striking weird, dumb poses.
They literally could
it's
not
so
be
cute,
cuter.
Though. You couldn't
so
could get upset at that, could
it's
you?
It's not that cute.
No, it's pretty damn cute. You know it. That's why you took the picture and are showing us now.
Well,
You know it.
I have to take a picture of this because I need people to see what it's like to try and sleep at my house. Mm. That's outside my door while I'm. And so I didn't sleep.
I like that Hulk baby has like crossed eyes.
Oh, she goes for it.
And gar hands. And it's just they're nuts. Those kids, clearly.
She goes for it for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, at my house, though, it was beautiful all weekend.
It was very nice.
Right now we have
guiltily beautiful. Like you feel guilty for how awesome it is.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, some of the stuff, like, because it's kind of windy here too, and it's chewing up my surf, and but I can't bitch about it because at least my house isn't on fire. Like everything I do,
at least my house isn't on fire.
It's just on the news, it's on Instagram, and it's horrific.
It's this low level anxiety too that you're just like, oh, this could easily happen here. Yeah, God, this is horrible.
Everyone in California has to feel this. There's just, it goes without saying, especially if you're a homeowner.
I was on the phone with a lot of my friends in LA this weekend and on the phone with Sean a lot because the Getty, where she works at the Getty Center. So the villa got saved somehow. Like, it's because of the way they do the facilities and the grounds. Like, they prepare for
this
stuff.
You're talking about the Getty Museum.
Yes. The Getty Museum. Yeah. So there's the Getty Villa.
It's a huge estate and it's got, there's like a museum. The house is the museum.
Well, that's one. And then she works at the main Getty Center, which is in Brentwood, which is up on the hill there.
Oh.
But they had to evacuate the whole facility except for like people like her boss who runs facilities. That place is completely fireproof. Like, you're probably safer in there than you would be anywhere. The Getty Center is built to be fireproof because, I mean, it's got, you know,
priceless
works of art in it.
Right.
But just the trauma of like her, like checking in with her boss and, you know, calling all the other people that work there and like making sure that they all know, hey, you can't go into work. It's and the air quality, you know, she's just been saying it's just been, You can't leave your windows open or anything. It's just so bad right now everywhere in LA and just unbelievable. Like, and everybody is being affected in LA. Like, it doesn't matter where you live.
Yep.
There's something that is affecting your life right now.
And the winds are expected to pick back up again today. God. So they had a little break. I'll give you the full update when we start the news. All but right. I was just going to say, so the full moon is happening as well right now. You probably saw it on your drive in. Just big full moon, but also
that's weird.
Super high tides come with that super lows. So on Friday, I went to go on the way home and it was just, there was too much water and it makes the surf mushy and it's just, anyway. So I just said, I'm going to wait and I'm going to surf later. And I went out at sunset on Friday night and it was just one of those bliss.
It was good.
The surf got better. The sun is setting. It's just that moment where you go, this is why we live here.
Mm-hmm.
I know on
despite
the other
everything else.
End of the state, it's on fire and it's tragedy. Like everywhere you look, you just said it. But there I was coming out of the water just going, oh, I feel like a million bucks. Mm. And then, hey, Christy. Christy said, hey, she likes the show.
Oh, hey, Christy. She was surfing?
No. Oh. She was walking her dog.
I see.
Hi, Christy.
And recognized you.
Yeah. Actually, I'm really sorry about my state of undress at the moment when she said, Vinny? And I was there in a towel going, oh.
I'm trying to get my wetsuit off my chonch.
Oh, fudge.
You were fully covered. No worries.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Check out my tats.
There's my pole. Hi.
Oh, well.
Got my towel book hanging out front.
I've listened forever. I'm like so glad to meet you in this exact moment.
The water's cold. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Judge anyway. Not yet, lest ye be judged.
Hey, Christy.
To donate for victims of the LA fires, visit redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. We'll remind you about that throughout the day. We're going to hit a song here, and then we'll get rolling because we got a lot to talk about. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you in a sec.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.